Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Call us with your seller performance goals at 888-RADIO-30. Tell us what you want to become. 888-723-4630. Guess what we're doing?
We're dishing a listing for Sherry in San Jose, California. She's known on eBay as My Little General Store.
Yeah.
And the item number, if you're just joining us, is 3715-3182-0958.
So we talked about the title. There's some more words she could put in there, like animal, stuffed, monkey, things that are more keyword-oriented than the lyric from the song that he sings, which is,
Wild Thing. You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild Thing.
Now.
Right.
So the pictures you like, they're very big.
Yeah, the pictures are great.
You can see everything.
I can see everything.
Okay. Free shipping, which you know I love that.
Everyone
free shipping.
Does. Yeah, fast and free too.
Says here, if I bought this today, I could get it between Saturday, January 30th, and Wednesday, February 3rd. So this
That's
is
right.
a good delivery thing. And it's coming from where?
San Jose,
San Jose,
California.
That's right. Okay, San Jose. And so what do you think? Come on down underneath. Item specifics look good.
Yeah, she's got a lot of them. That
right.
helps. There's her store, and she's got some more pictures. And
she's got
a video. So you can
which
hear
I can't see. I can't hear or see.
Oh,
it.
The video is private.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Sherry, why can't I see the video?
Yeah.
This is so important. I want to hear it sing.
Well, it may have been public when she posted it, but then suddenly it might have gone private. See?
Because even if I go to, see, you're supposed to be able to click on the little arrow
YouTube.
To the right to hear it.
Yeah.
But if you click, I clicked on YouTube and you need a password also.
Yeah, so you're going to have to figure that out.
Something.
Your video isn't working, and I want to hear it singing.
I want to hear it singing really bad, Sherry.
Well, it probably sings
or badly.
Really good. Yeah. I want to hear it so bad.
Yeah. This is so cute and the perfect thing for your loved one for a Valentine's gift. Black gorilla wearing a Wild Thing tie and singing his heart out. Cute little boxer shorts with red hearts and carrying a red rose. It is cute. It's adorable.
Oh, so the listing description I see was created with Crazy Lister, which were the folks that were one of the featured guests via Skype at Sherry and Alan's meetup on Tuesday night.
They need to be on this show. They need to be an advertiser.
Contact them.
They do. We will. For more plush toys, visit my eBay store, my little general store. So the only, you know, this to me...
It's nearly perfect. It's just that video is annoying that it doesn't work.
But. This video needs to work for eBay people. And what does she need to do to make that happen, Greg?
Well, I don't know. She'll have to... I don't know if it was a video she uploaded. I'm assuming she did. But you may have to go in and, if it's your video on your YouTube channel, unblock it somehow.
I wonder. John just brought up a good point because he's involved in this every day. He's involved in making sure things do not get on this show that are... You know, we might have to pay licensing fees for.
Right.
I wonder if that Wild Thing song,
yeah.
I mean, it should be able to be played once it's in this gorilla.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think
that's it.
I think it would be different if it was the actual song. But everyone posts that stuff. I mean, you can't name a tune or you can't go and listen to a recording of it on YouTube.
That's right.
Video, different story. We see that taken down all the time. But artists taking down... Or rights owners taking down posts of songs from recordings. I mean, I haven't seen that in a long time. So,
well, we want to hear it. So, Sherry, that so there you have it. So, what do you think? I mean, the whole thing is to me is really good. I would have put maybe stuffed or you know animal or something in there, but
yeah.
I think it's okay. A lot of people call them plushes. I don't. I call them stuffed animals. But,
stuffed animals, right.
So what do you think, Griff? I'm thinking 4-8.
I was going to say 4-8, too.
So let's give her a 4-8.
4-8, not 4-8, two, the numeral.
What if she fixed the video? I'm talking 4.9 at that point.
Yeah, or maybe even a 5.
Maybe even a 5 if she fixes
and put
the video.
More change out the keywords at the end of your title. Put some more keywords.
Right. Okay.
That's it.
There you have it.
Sherry, thank you for submitting that.
Sherry, we do appreciate it. If you would like your listing dished, many people, in fact, most people who have had listing dishes have told us that they have been more successful because of it. So we would love to hear from you. 888-RADIO-30. So, Griff, have you listed anything in the last couple of days? Because you've had so much time on your hands the last couple of days.
I haven't listed anything. I've had no time on my hands.
I was being facetious.
Yesterday was exhausting because it was, you know, I had to move. And we don't actually cart our stuff around the campus, but we do have to pack it up. And one of the things that Jeff did while he was the community manager is he purchased a lot of eBay branded swag to provide to sellers at events and to the Voices team and for, you know, just for general to have it. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of it left. I gave away, because it was Jeff and I did this together before he left. We put boxes together of swag and sent them out to meetup groups to give away as door prizes. But there's still a lot of it left. So I had to make sure it got moved to the other building. And getting that stuff, I had to get it from closets and storage rooms and put it all in one location.
My team's going crazy because they want you to send some of those to us to give away.
I know, babe, I know.
You don't even need to send it to us. You could just have it right there.
I have it.
And you could tell me what it is and we could give it away.
Well, we'll see.
Okay, thank you.
We do the prize every week.
So I'm sorry. So you were saying, so you've had to get all that
done. I was really exhausted yesterday because, you know, I'm old, and physical exercise is hard, and also the building is a farther distance from the radio booth and the, you know, in the cafe where I like to hang out, and because of the construction that's going on our brand new, super cool new building that's in between building 5 and 6, a lot of the walk space has been boarded off, and you have to go off around a long detour. So I'm doing a lot more walking, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I just sold something. So it was a very hectic day. We had we did a webinar in the morning, which I thought went pretty well on on-time shipping metric. And then Audrey and I do our Periscope chat, and I had our community chat, and I had to spend the afternoon doing all of that. And when I got home, I was just too tired to list. But I have all this, you know, I've gone through my cologne stash, and I've decided it's time. 2,500 bottles is too much.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was only 1,200. So I did an inventory of various sizes. I actually have 2,500 plus bottles of fragrance. I don't think I'm going to get through all of these in my lifetime.
I don't think so either, so send me some.
I don't think I have anything
you'd like.
Might as well
send it to me. Now, I have trouble with scents because of my allergies.
Yeah.
Some of them work for me, some of them don't.
Mm. Yeah, it can be tricky, huh?
And I never know till I, you know, have it on, so... What can I tell you?
I consider myself so fortunate. I have no allergies of which I'm aware.
It does run in families, you know.
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
it does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It runs in families. So, and I ended up with them, and my poor grandson Jacob, too. My daughter Melissa has them, but Elisa has none.
Yeah.
So you never know. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, Griff, let me see what we've got here for news that I wanted to talk to you about. Hold on a minute. Things are moving fast in here today.
I can tell.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a whirlwind down there in San Diego.
In her recent post in the eBay for Business blog, Dana Crawford, one of our friends, lists 5 ways that she's going to up her game for 2016. Griff, go to page 9 of the stuff we sent you over.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do Dana's little stuff here because she knows her stuff.
Okay, I'm happy to do that.
Okay, so here are some highlights from her game plan.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You have to commit to a higher level of customer service. If you think you're doing it right now, do more.
What would you do more, Griff? Because we know you do everything you can now. Is there anything in your mind you've been thinking about adding to your customer service repertoire?
Yeah, there's some things I'm dying to. So there's one thing I'm dying to be able to offer affordably. I want to be able to put a return label in my packages so that the seller, the buyer who wants to return something, can just slap it on a package and send it back. To me, that is a... That's a goal of mine, is to be able to have that.
And you don't have to pay for the postage till they use it. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah, that's that service. There's a service that the carriers offer commercially, which allows you to print and send a return label. It does not get recorded, tracked, or charged until it's actually used. So I really, really want that.
Other than flying there and delivering it yourself, you're doing pretty much everything you can do.
Can you imagine? I don't know if people want me showing up at their door saying, "Here's your shirt back." That's kind of creepy.
Probably not.
Hey, what you cooking? Cookies? Can I come in?
So the second thing, and we're just doing highlights from Dana's game plan because we want you to go on the eBay for Business blog and read the whole thing. But anyway, second, pay closer attention to the item specifics field. How do you feel about that, Greg?
Oh, you know how I feel. It's the most important thing in the world. I want item specifics and UPCs and product identifiers. I fill out as much of those as I can. I'll hunt down a UPC code, even if it's a used item, just to make sure I can have it in there.
And her third thing we're going to talk about in a minute is something that is just it's a thorn in my side.
Oh, I love thorns in your side. This segment was brought to you by Indicia. It's all about you today. Call us 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 355.
Taking the plunge from part-time eBay seller to full-time online merchant is no small step. Rosie Bolin is known on eBay as top-rated seller LK Bolin, all one word. And here's how she learned to handle difficult buyers.
I absolutely babied my feedback like an egg that's about to hatch a goose that will lay golden eggs. When I first started, that wasn't always the case. And if I knew I was right about something, I was always prepared to battle with these people. And then once I figured out that battle cracked the egg and killed the golden goose, I started to soften up. With that said, I think most disgruntled buyers really just want to be heard. The other key is you have to make sure you have items that are desirable and in great condition, and you have to handle every single sale with integrity.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. And we are worth less without you. So call us now at 888-RADIO-30. You are our points of worth. Also known as 888-723-4630.
So, I just found out that the term wheelhouse, as it's used all of a sudden today, in its modern form, did not come from the boat thing.
Well, where'd it come from?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, jeez.
I want to try to give somebody a chance to win that $25 gift certificate.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't Google it.
I will tell you, just, you know, I'll give you a hint.
What's the hint?
Sports.
Sports.
That's my only hint.
See, I would have thought cable cars, but
888 Radio 30 Sports.
Sports. Isn't
the idiom is in one's wheelhouse. Okay, in one's wheelhouse. And the definition really is conforming to one area of expertise. However, the way it's being used now, it comes from sports. 888 Radio 30.
You know, we all talk about when like new words are used or old words are abused, and those of us who are pedantic and have to be right all the time, like myself, you know, we get all huffy puffy. But the reality is that English is a living language.
It is.
Probably more than any other language on the planet. It is, because it is so popular and because it's so tied to pop culture, it changes so rapidly. And I have to tell you, though it may annoy some of us old folks, it's not a bad thing.
No,
it's not. It's how a language stays vital.
I agree. And speaking of language, ours is really good because we are following Dana's game plan.
Oh, that's right.
Some highlights of her game plan. And I just want to give you the third one before we go to the phones. Third one is add more details to item descriptions. Make sure shoppers have the details they need to become satisfied buyers. Griff, I get so... people have lost out on so many sales from me just in the last couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Can you imagine somebody saying king-size sheet and not saying the actual dimensions of it? Because guess what, folks? There's king-size and there's king-size. They're all different. Some of them have, you know, because they're higher mattresses, you have to... So many of them did not have the exact dimensions.
That's a very important
one. I went to buy a purse. She didn't have the dimensions. So please, you need to make sure shoppers have the details they need. And none of these things were going to make me get in touch with the seller. I just went on to the next person selling them.
I know. And, you know, that's the sad truth, is that a lot of buyers just don't want... I'm not going to waste my time asking when somebody else has something that's similar that I like. I'm going to buy it from them because they got the details in it.
Exactly.
You know, I don't mean to berate sellers because, you know, my whole life is sellers. But sometimes I sound a little berater. But
berative.
I'm a master berater.
You are.
I really want to make sure that sellers are successful. That's my whole goal. Everything I do and say is to make you more successful. And sometimes I may not say it kindly, and I may be a little frustrated, and I am prone to snark. It's my personality. It's just who I am. I'm from Massachusetts.
And we love you for it. We do. It's part of you. It's part of who you are.
That's right.
And you know somebody else who...
But I want you to do these things because you'll sell more.
Somebody else who has helped a lot of sellers... who is a really good seller, is on the phone with us right now, and that's Tom from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, he helps out a lot.
Known on eBay as Black and Gold Gifts. He runs his business so well. Tom, what's your question or comment today?
We ran into a seller, Charity Butt. I don't even remember what it was. It was a $4 item. It was no big deal.
Yeah.
But it's one of these things from China. They never shipped it. And she ended up giving them a negative because, you know, she was arguing with them about, well, you didn't ship it. And, you know, I want my money back. Well, they refused to even acknowledge it at first, and then she gave me a negative, and now we're getting slammed with, like, 12 messages at a time from them, begging us to reconsider the negative, and one even went so far as to say that they would refund the money after we rescinded the negative.
When did this happen, Tom?
I'm going to say about a week ago is when it all really boiled up. She did get the money back from eBay.
Right.
But, you know, they just continued on and on with the messages. And, you know, that's a form of harassment on top of the feedback issue. So, we, you know, she called customer service and she was told, well, you know, just ignore it and they'll go away. I thought that was kind of odd that you have a seller and we looked at their feedback. They're getting hundreds of negatives. And the negatives say things like, received envelope with a piece of foam in it, no product. And it's repeated. Several different people saying the same thing, never got the item, never got the item. You know, at what point does eBay step in and just shut somebody down for that?
Well, I mean, based on what you told me, I would have thought it would happen already. Why don't you send me the user ID?
Yeah, I'll send you everything that I can about it.
Do that. I'd be curious. I'll forward it to the our contacts in the specialist CES team and find out what's going on.
Okay, because I know that eBay spends time and money promoting eBay and trying to bring new buyers. Well, yeah.
You don't
in my
need sellers
mind,
like
many,
that.
How many buyers is it okay to, and I'll be polite, kick off?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's...
The answer is zero. Really.
Well, I mean, realistically, yeah. But there is a standard that all sellers are held to. So send it to me. I'll take a look at it. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Dial us now at 888-723-4630, and you'll be ready for our second hour of Ask Griffin Lee here, produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
Let's face it. You're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years, with more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices. WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks. Yet, searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work auto-magically. Brand labels with your logo. Even tailor notification emails to suit your business. So every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.